I'm standing in front of what looks like a typical French cafe with its old-school red storefront. Located in Pantin, a suburban town in the northeast of Paris, Le Bougnat has been standing here for more than 100 years. You won't find any clients having cafe or eating a quick lunch today, however. The place closed down at the beginning of the month to make way for a housing complex. Michel Lebec launched a petition in a bid to save the place that was originally a café created for miners and to make it part of the new complex. Lebec, the head of the Pantin Heritage Association, is looking at the Bougnat from across the road.
We are in an urban development zone which was created 10 years ago and promises to change the whole Hoche Street. Mr. Girard, as the owner of the Bougnat, launched legal proceedings against his expulsion 12 years ago. It's likely that the fact that Bougnat resisted so much forced the plan to be revised. Normally, the building must be destroyed to make space for a housing complex that will include social housing.
This housing project is similar to many others currently being built around Pantin. The city used to be one of the poorest in the Paris metropolitan area with a high density of social housing projects. But a lot has changed in the past 15 years. Pantin has now become an extremely attractive place with the big French companies such as Hermès and BNP moving there. The city is changing quite rapidly with new bars, art galleries opening up and this affected factory being refurbished by public relations firms. This, thanks also in part to Pantin's close proximity to Paris, means more and more Parisians are moving there because of the cheaper rents. Alderic is one of those people. He bought a flat in Pantin a few months ago with his boyfriend.
We were looking to buy a flat in Paris and its area, so we start to look in the suburbs where it was still affordable, and Pantin was the one we liked the most because it was really close to Paris and very reachable as well by bike with the canal, so we just started looking around in this area. It's starting to change, like especially alongside the canal, but it's not where we live. We live sort of more close to Église de Pantin, where the cinema is. We just live nearby that, so obviously there is much less restaurants and cafes than in Paris, but there is still stuff to do, like there is a market, there is restaurants and shops.
With people like Alderic moving into Pantin, some are afraid the city might be gentrifying. Sylvie Tissot, a sociologist at the Paris 8 University, explains what that means.
It's a scientific term that social scientists use and that I use. And gentrification means the transformation of former working class neighborhoods when middle class people or upper middle class people move and therefore change the public spaces and the buildings and so on. It started in actually Montreuil before Pantin and other cities such as Bagnolet or Les Lilas and right now Pantin and probably in the next couple of years Aubervilliers.
This might indeed be what could be happening here in Pantin. Wandering the city, you will stumble onto brand new buildings, while a street away, an old tower looks like it's ready to fall apart. The town hall, a beautiful building that looks like a castle, is a symbol of that duality. It's located right next to industrial-looking train tracks. That's where I meet Bertrand Kern, Pantin's mayor and the architect of the city's renewal. He says two things are happening right now.
We have a rule that a third of new buildings has to be given to social housing. We've demanded better prices when apartments are sold. We've asked property developers to build good housing and make it available to everyone. This means the middle classes, which were leaving, have started to come back. And families from Paris are moving here as well. Why? Because in Pantin, they'll be able to afford an extra room, for example.
But the question is, are local, poorer populations really being replaced by well-off Parisians? Kern says that's not really the case.
I find that kind of funny because it's not true that the department around Pantin, Saint-Saint-Denis, is becoming bourgeois. That's how people in Paris see it. The surrounding area is still quite poor. With towns like Pantin or Aubervilliers, people there have some of the lowest salaries in the area around Paris. But of course, the area will always be evolving a little bit.
Whether poorer populations are moving out or not, what's evident is that new families are moving in. And while they might not have higher incomes now, it doesn't mean that won't be the case in the future. There's several steps to gentrification. It starts when artists and young people working in creative jobs move in. These people change the city without necessarily wanting to, bringing with them different values and interests. Those people are then replaced by managers and richer families. It's a well-documented process that has happened to some parts of Paris. Alderic says he might indeed be contributing to gentrification.
I think even if we try not to, we tend to be actors of gentrification because, like, my boyfriend works in the movie industry and I work in a non-profit organization, and we both have been to university and stuff, so we tend to be considered as socially privileged compared to some people in Pantin. But then again, we are in Pantin because we could not afford to live in Paris, so we're also sort of victims of the gentrification process.
Sociologist Sylvie Tissot adds that when this phenomenon is unchecked, it has numerous consequences.
To me, gentrification necessarily comes hand in hand with wider inequalities and power relations. So in that respect, it's bad, I would say, but it's bad in the sense that it reveals a lack of public intervention in terms of housing and rights to housing in this country. I would say the first consequence is higher rents. It's not only economic inequalities, but also I would say symbolic violence, which is when you've lived in some place for a long time, and you have a sense of belonging, feel that you can go to public space and nobody would look at you, or look down at you. And suddenly it's changing, like public spaces are appropriated by a new group of people trying to print their social norms onto these public spaces. It's a huge change.
However, some have warned that focusing on gentrification might distract the public's attention from other issues, such as inequalities. Bertrand Kern says Pantin is still a working-class city.
You know, in the early 1980s, Pantin had a lot of manufacturing. There were several thousand jobs in industry. But these jobs have disappeared. I wasn't in office at the time, but when I came to power in 2001, I realized that either I clung to the past, knowing that there wouldn't be any more of that kind of economic development, or I looked to the future. But Pantin remains a working-class city.
Alors après, Pantin reste une ville populaire.
Michel Lebec agrees that change is a good thing, as long as parts of Pantin's heritage are kept alive.
Comment dire, la classe ouvrière des années 60, si vous voulez, des années 70, que de par mon âge j'ai connu, si vous voulez, n'existe plus.
The working class of the 70s, which I knew, no longer exists. I have always had a keen interest for heritage, knowing that it must adapt to its time. Today we're talking about gentrification. I am one of those who think that those people are an integral part of French society. We see that the newcomers are the people who come to us and sign our petition.
As Sylvie Tissot explains, the effects of gentrification can be tamed by local policy, especially on housing. And it seems that that's what's happening here in Pantin, with the mayor's office pledging to target 40% of social housing in the city. It's also all about consultations between the authorities and local population, because change can create tensions. In Le Bounia's case, the mayor's office has contacted Michel Lebec, and their historic building could be included into the new complex. For Hello 27, a decrepit social housing complex, the mayor was forced to listen to locals after he planned to refurbish part of it and to destroy a building. So, despite what the New York Times says, Pantin might not be the new Brooklyn. And given the fact that working-class people were chased out of the New York's neighborhoods, it might be for the best. Fabien-Jeanique Charbonnel, in Pantin, for RFI.